Dan. Appreciate your patience.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, good morning. My name is Dan Curl. Nice to meet you today. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing well, too. I appreciate you for asking. I work for Global Splash. It's a Google Premier partner recognized by Google to be certified and provide excellent marketing up to Google standards. So, pleasure to meet you, and we'd like to be of assistance in making sure that more people can find you for what you offer during the day as far as your services. So let me take a quick look. Tell me a little bit about your company. You've been around for a bit, Christy?
We have. It's been about 11 years and some change. We started out doing just junk removal and debris removal, and mm-hmm. that was pretty much it. Since then, and that was just residential. Since then, we've done it for commercial companies as well as residential. Mm-hmm. We do junk removal, debris removal, estate. That's another big one for us. And we've also started doing demolition for residential, where we can go remove just a couple walls, or like next week we have 3 complete homes that we're demolishing.
Oh, wow.
And removing all the debris and stuff from that.
Fantastic. So good to hear you've grown in the last 11 years covering huge removals like that. So I'd like to see how we can help, right? So I'd like to pull you up on Google, Hauling Heroes, Junk Removal, and Demolition. You are based out of Havelock, North Carolina, right?
That's right.
Let me take a quick look. Looking amazing,
Christy. Can you hold
Christy.
One moment?
Yes, ma'am.
One moment. I'm sorry.
Take your time.
1 second. Okay, I'm sorry. I wanted to grab my husband, who is also the other owner, because I wanted him to hear as well, so that way.
Great. Great, great.
He gets it firsthand, and I don't mess something up in translation.
All right, super. Well, nice to meet you, sir. I'm Dan Carroll. How are you today? Good.
You probably are too far away. Oh.
Hello there. Huh?
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Great. And so, it's a little tough to hear you, but obviously, interrupt me if you need me to repeat myself. Just to start fresh, Christy just got transferred to my department. Spoke with another agent in regards to being found on Google for her services, your services, by more customers who are looking for you, just to keep you guys a little busier. So I work for a company called Local Splash, which is recognized by Google as a premier partner of Google's for marketing services. So that means that we are in the know, and we're very competitive as far as making sure our clients get to rank above their competitors, right? Just as we do. And so Christy was just in the middle of explaining to me about the history of the company, how far you guys come in 11 years. So congratulations and hats off to you guys. You have an amazing web presence right now for anybody who looks up your company name, right? Of course, the goal is for those who don't know your name, who are currently actively searching within up to a 50-mile radius for keywords such as, you know, junk removal, debris removal, trash outs, real estate cleanouts, etc., right? Or demolition contractors. Have you folks got a website out there somewhere?
No. I'm actually currently working with them right now. When we went to, when I renewed our LLC this year, it actually comes with a free website. So
okay.
I've been working with them with coding and sending them pictures and stuff so they can kind of design it and we can tweak it as needed.
Awesome. Awesome. When do you think it's ready to launch?
According to them, it should be ready within 2 weeks.
Okay. And how long have you been working on it, out of just curiosity?
I just started probably mid-last week, I guess.
Okay, sounds about right. I was just making sure it wasn't taking a god-awful time. Yeah, 2 weeks is average.
Yep.
Yeah, good, good. So that way, once you have your website ready and you approve it, you can completely add it to your Google profile so that there's a tab that says website. The service that we offer, guys, will include Facebook ads as well. Do you have a Facebook business page?
We do.
Awesome. So if someone's scrolling down their home page, right, just down the normal feed, your ad pops up, and it's been known to convert for our clients like a miracle, right? Facebook really works. But in my perspective and as far as the numbers go, Google's where it's at because our phones are powered by Google. It's the first place someone mostly will go to when they're actively searching, right? So you have indirect advertisement, which would be an ad that pops out of nowhere, like a commercial or radio ad, right, which is still effective.
Right.
And then you have the direct advertisement, whereas someone who's in need is searching themselves as a consumer, and as long as they see you, you have an option to be clicked and called upon, right? So
absolutely.
We're doing search engine optimization, SEO for short. Have you folks heard of SEO before?
Yes.
Awesome. So search engine optimization is a very competitive method of making sure that if you're the marketing company, that your client is being recognized by Google more so than, you know, their competitors' efforts and whoever they hired. So we are, as Google Premier Partners, we are effectively optimizing our clients' business listings to be relevant and active enough for Google to trust you and generate a rapid trust score of relevancy, which is why one business is above the other. It's an invisible trust score, just like a credit score that Google assesses based off of activity and relevancy. So to boil it down, you folks will be ranking most importantly on page one of Google as a top contender, but also Yahoo, Bing, Yelp, et cetera, 60 other directories. Do you guys have a Better Business Bureau link out there? You do. I see it. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, super. Are you folks licensed and insured?
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome. All right, good. So you'll have 15 to 20 ways. We provide 15 to 20 search phrases based on high search volume phrases that'll bring you the right type of attention. You'll have client support here who deals with you one-on-one to cross the T's, dot the I's, find out what areas you want to be found in, so long as within 50 miles or less, right, as Google being a local directory. This program runs month to month. There's no long-term contract, so obviously we're in business to make you money, so as long as that's happening, you'll continue to spend the little bit that we charge, okay? We're not expensive, but we are powerful. Any questions for me so far?
I don't.
What happens is, you're basically at number one, correct?
We cannot guarantee you'll be number one, but we are confident you'll be on page one for sure. And where we stand, we are getting our clients to rank above their competitors as Google Premier Partners, yeah.
I'm just curious about, there's like four companies that are trying to open. We're the only company out here that's licensed and insured that does this kind of work. Now,
right.
They may reach out to you or you may reach out to them for the same service.
Good question. Yeah, I see where you're going. And I can hear you loud and clear now. What's your first name so I can address you?
Jesse.
Jesse, nice to meet you again.
Yeah.
Oh, you're good. So that I love hearing that question because that's a fact. There's no way we can handle more than one client per industry per radius of up to 50 miles. So we did reach out to you because our records show you have a great reputation, and we obviously want to put the best business out for the community to choose from. The fact that you just mentioned that there are other companies who are not licensed and insured, et cetera, and then you switched over to, you know, what if they call you? So the way we've always operated, our company's been around 18 years, basically since Google Marketing started. So the only way to get this going for any client, we work with one client per industry per radius of up to 50 miles. We actually compete for our client to rank above their competitors in their industry. we cannot sign up more than one person. So it's not like you're paying per lead. It's nothing like Angie's, which you may have heard of before, where you guys all share leads you don't get and all have to pay. This is where we're Go ahead, Jess.
No, that's exactly why I hear you.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's a great point. It's one of the things I usually mention ahead of time in the beginning of the call to express a little bit of urgency, because on our end, we are looking to represent someone in your field of industry, so you'd have one of the utmost companies that are recognized by Google. So Google has a handful of Google-certified partners, and a 3rd percentile of that are premier partners, and we are one of them. So you would have a very strong outfit performing exclusively for your business to rank above your competitors on Google, most importantly, but about 60 other directories as well. To me, none of these other directories matter more than Google, guys. Google makes our phones, not Yelp, right? So the buck stops usually, and the numbers are all with Google. And so with 15 to 20 phishing polls, as I like to call them, or search phrases, you guys should be making a lot of people happy, as long as you can plug and play your schedule. And we'd like to keep you as our client for the rest of your career. That's our goal. That's how we make our money in the long run. You make it first, obviously. So, great question. Any other questions?
The numbers make sense.
Sure. Okay, great. And let me ask. Huh? Sorry, came in.
I'm a numbers guy. That's my thing.
Me too. And so hopefully, I think we'll do business then. Let me ask you, you know, for an average junk removal, what's your minimum fee to show up, guys?
$125.
Okay. What's your average?
$300, $400.
Okay, cool. And you guys can definitely handle 20 to 30% more business than you have today, do you think?
Sure. Yes.
Okay, great. So if you Google the question, guys, what's the average cost for SEO, it might freak you out. Google says the average cost can run from $1,500 to $10,000 a month, right? We are not an average company. We don't believe in charging our clients a handful like that, especially if we're looking to earn your business and prove to you what we're capable of. So we offer a much lower rate as a premier partner. But I'm going to drop your price down, guys, to just $299 to start, okay? And your price never goes up. It stays the same. Per month, that's it. And you're showing up 24/7. On every cell phone, laptop, and computer, and you'll have a client interview, which I would like both of you guys to be a part of. This way, you guys are on the same page, have full access to monitoring your success. You'll be given a dashboard where it's super user-friendly. It'll show you the work being done, that your company is being profiled on all, and programmed on all directories for all keywords and services you offer, and also you get to see how many people are clicking on you, what they typed in, how many calls you're getting as well. Obviously, you're going to see that happen, and then you're just going to get too busy to even probably pay attention to that because people are calling you. So we do put in writing for maximum results, give it 30 to 45 days. But that's maximum results, guys. So you're going to see results a lot sooner than that. Yep. So what do you guys say? What's the main number you want people to call out to when they do type in junk removal and see Hauling Heroes? Same number we're speaking on now?
We talked about changing that phone number. So it may be a difficult number, but I'm curious. The biggest thing is trying to justify $300. We'll just say $300 a month. We would have to talk about that. But we get, I honestly, normally they call my phone number, and I get lots of these phone calls, and they're all pretty much around the same price. Everybody says the same thing. Some are 500, some are, you know, and then if you had the large corporations, you're right. They do spend $10,000 a month. Absolutely. Smaller businesses like ours, that we do, you know, we couldn't even, if you told us $10,000, you already know what the answer would be. And that,
so why do you think we're asking for 300, guys? We're on your side. We're investing a lot more into our clients than we actually charge them. And if you look at it, you know, you couldn't even hire a kid to program your business to compete to be on Google. When you look at Google, you know, for hourly it'd cost you more. So if you're looking at the numbers, guys, let's break it down. If you're a numbers guy, Jesse, people are searching on Google more than anywhere directly for your service. Directly, that means that they're the hottest prospects on the planet. they're not going to ask a friend where to go. They're going to type in what they need. As long as you're showing, that's great. But if you look at it, Google's covering up to 50 miles of radius, right? Or more, depending on if you're in a rural area. So there's three listings that people can choose from that most people do. Google says 80% of us reported that 80% of humanity skips the ads, just like I'm sure you do normally, and you'll hone down on the trusted businesses that you can see star rated. Well, there's only three listings there, and how many guys do you think within 50 miles offer what you do, right? Mm-hmm. So if there's 100 of you and 100 of us, you're going to want to hire one of the best companies that exists recognized by Google as a partner. And mm-hmm. So it's not about the price. I mean, how much do you stand to make, right?
Yeah, sure.
So whether it's $5 or $5,000, right, it's a waste of time and money if you don't get the results. So we'd like to offer you guys a short shot. And to make it better, I'll drop the price during your business. For me, the price doesn't matter. For me, what matters is that whoever I get a chance to talk to has the opportunity to succeed on Google, because I know what happens for our clients once they sign up. They end up showing up on Google. They're happier than heck. And that's the reason we don't have to put you in a contract. That's why other companies do, because they know they can't pull it off. So if I could drop your pricing, will that make a difference?
It would make a difference for me personally, because I get these calls all the time, and they always say, and then I will say, call my wife. I don't want to deal with these calls because she's better. She does the marketing, and then we've done a couple things like this, and I have not seen the justification of the cost.
Sure.
Auntie's list were the worst.
I know.
That's exactly what you said and what the problem was.
I've been in this industry for 13 years, guys. 13 years is a long time. Yeah, I've saved a lot of people from Angie's. They used to be Home Advisor, same company. Both have been sued. They piggyback on Google for ads in the ad space. They're actually one of Google's biggest customers. But really, you guys are the ones paying for their advertising campaign. And so as a middleman, they're selling you and about five other contractors the same lead. Whether it's real or not, you all pay for it. And this is what they're being sued for, is they've been caught and admitted to selling fake numbers and such. So when you skip the ads, most people skip the ads. You were dealing with what 20% of people will go to, which is the ads. Smart shoppers, cheap, right, as well. They're not the kind of people. They're expecting Angie's to actually get them the best deal. So why not show up where 80% more people actually want to go to trust and decide to call you direct without paying per lead? And that's what we're offering. So totally different than Angie's.
I know we went with you. We did it once before a few years back. It was I think it was $99 a month. But the return wasn't worth. We weren't really getting a lot of phone calls. Now, granted, we just moved down here shortly before that, so that could have had something to do with it. I don't know.
Huh.
But.
Well, no. I mean, guys, listen, do you have access to Google where you are, Christy, by chance, or where you could do a Google search?
Yeah.
Because, listen, if I typed in what's the average cost for junk removal, I mean, how would you feel if I told you I don't see $125 for junk justifiable? But that's just me not because everybody says so, right? So if you don't know what our average cost is worth, right, or what the average cost for a certain service is, then you're just going to look at what other people are quoting. And when I used to be and I want you guys to Google what's the average cost for SEO. That would be a huge plus, so that you can see what actually the average cost for the service we're offering is. And I don't want you to undervalue why we're offering it low for so low. We believe in our clients making their money first, so we actually invest a lot more into our clients. We invest about $3,000 the first 2 weeks in each client. We're willing to lose that money for some odd reason that you don't decide to continue every month after. The reason being that we're willing to lose that money is because we don't. Our clients are making more money than they're spending, so you don't have to be a rocket scientist to realize when you're spending $10 to make $100 that this is working. So we're able to get this provided to our clients without a contract, where they see real results within the first couple of weeks, and the longer you keep, the stronger it gets. So it's really not about the price, guys. When I used to be a mortgage loan officer, and this is why I got into Google marketing, you guys remember 2007. I've been a senior loan officer, background checked by the FBI to perform, mortgage loans. And I stuck in the industry when 80% of my industry was gone. I cared about people, and it was horrible. So people used to ask, what's the rate? What's the rate? Ah, that's too high. It's really about what's the benefit, right? What is the benefit to you? You're not signing a check for the rate. You're signing a check for the payment. Same thing here. It depends on if you're looking at showing up on Google in your lifetimes to actually succeed. Hiring a company that is a Google Premier partner is your best bet. And as far as the pricing, it's a wise investment in your company to watch it work without risk. So it's not a month. I don't want you to think about a month. I want you to think about 1 month, right? And as long as you guys like it, you continue it. And I'm confident you guys will forever. I did quote you. Sorry.
Yeah. It's for $300 initial. It's basically spending $300 right now.
No, I'm gonna drop it for you. But I think you're gonna uncross those fingers, you know, within the first week as you start. We get to work fast, and we get to show you it fast within 3 days. You can see it. So, I'm gonna drop your pricing because I already quoted you a low price, guys. I am the guy who likes to charge low. So I was already at a low point, but I can reduce it. I mean, I couldn't charge my brother less than $249. And I want to offer you that same courtesy. So that way it's a little better, but it'll be just $249. Watch your work for yourselves, and then your price is locked. It never goes any higher as long as you're our client, even years from now.
Mm-hmm. And you said we get a person that we cruise through. Is it one person, or do we call if we have an issue, or do we have an agent, or do we just call the office if we have a problem?
You have client support. Everyone's familiar. You know, you can deal with one person if you wish. It really, we're a team. We treat our clients like family. We have all the notations, so everything is notated, like, extensively. Oh, I'll always be your guy if you ever want to check in with me, but our customer support team is excellent. They're excellent and hands-on, yeah. But I'm going to give you my contact information because sometimes people remember the little guy who got them aboard. You know, I got a customer who sent me a postcard that I signed up two years ago for Christmas, and he remembered me. He said that this marketing was able to get him in a position where he can afford putting his kids through college, which was a cool thing for me to hear, you know. So you just never know. I mean, when money's pouring down, you're wishing well because your name is showing up where people are looking for your services. It's really a beautiful thing. And if you think about the opportunity here, guys, no matter what the economy is like, this is a recession-proof service. You're going to be showing up where people want to pay who they see. So all we ask of you, your only responsibility, picking up your phone like you're open for business and keeping up your positive reviews so they continue to grow so that you stand out like a sore thumb. Now, we also do Google pay-per-click ads. We handle Google guarantee listings. Those are a lot pricier. For the fact that you can show up anywhere you want, even in Africa, right? But when you're looking at the numbers, even Google reports, 80% of us skip the ads. So what I suggest, and this is up to you guys how big you want to get, once you guys start seeing a return on investment, you guys can afford to spend more. How cool would it be if you guys are showing up three times on the first page of Google, right? As a top, you know, top star-rated listing, a Google guarantee listing, and a Google-sponsored ad. It looks like you're dominating the industry, right? So that's what some of our clients like to do, and that's in the future, and that's obviously because it's working out well. So I'm assuming you're going to give us a shot?
I normally don't listen to any of these conversations because I normally think they're all wasting time, but, you know, it sounds good. My only concern would be with, like, Angie's List. They did promise to work. And the biggest thing is, the things that he claimed were not actually accurate. He would say like, oh, you can dispute everyone. It was just a bunch of stuff that Angie Bush doesn't do. But he just didn't know his job or he was lying either way.
Yeah, he's just telling you what
you send us the contract that we can see it.
We send it to you. I can send you like an invoice. You'd have to stay on the phone with me, you know, because our system outbounds until we get, you know, signed up by a client in the industry that we have open. So yeah, we send everything out. But mind you, Angie's is not relevant to what we're offering you.
Yeah. Well, Angie's is horrible. I'm just using that as an example. Is like, like making sure that we have the accurate information.
Yeah, you're looking at, you're investing $249 for local SEO, right? And Facebook
ads. Back no matter what. Yeah. Or she said, actually Angie List said, hey, you know what? The $299, you're not going to see it, or one of those things where you can, if you cancel in 30 days, you'll get it back. It was a bunch of like, he was not, I'm only using them as an example. Is
right.
What was said was not accurate or changed or whatever the case may be. And we lost about $1,500 to Andrew.
We
tried everything in the world to get that back, and we couldn't get it back.
Well, I can tell you this right now.
That's why
just,
I said about sending an email with contracts and something with your company so we can look up your company as well.
We're going to do that right now, Jesse. It's all right in front. It takes 2 seconds, right, for you to verify our credentials. In fact, let's go for it. Are you guys together, or you guys are on a phone call? Phone call, right?
We're both together right now.
And, okay, beautiful, beautiful.
If we called the phone number back, is what I mean.
Yeah. Go ahead. Treat me like a suspect. I don't care. It's a weird world. All right, let's take a step back. I get you. So let's just take a breath, okay? Let's go to Google. I understand I'm on your side, guys. I'm in this industry to help you, right? I came from mortgage. I went over to Google Marketing to help businesses succeed. When the crash happened, guys, commercial lending was still happening. So business owners were borrowing money to suffice for their living expenses, not for their businesses. That's a shame. So what I did is I hopped over to Google Marketing. I helped businesses succeed by being found where people pay. So I'm in this business for you guys. So let me prove to you our credentials first, and then we'll get everything settled out. Please go on Google, guys. Type in Google Partners.
Are you including Local Splash? Is that what?
Yeah, Local Splash. Mm-hmm.
Oh, gotcha.
I have a question I have to ask before I forget, because I'm trying.
Okay.
You said about Facebook ads.
Yeah.
So how does that part work exactly? Because I know we pay for that. Right now,
you
every
do.
Time
okay.
I run this ad, we have to pay.
Right. Yeah. So I'm going to set up like a $100 budget on the ad, right? And I'm only going to charge you $150 for the SEO, basically. In order for you to start making a return on investment, like immediately, right? The Facebook ads are relevant. So you know how Facebook ads work. Someone's scrolling down the home feed, they're going to see your ad pop up. You get charged when they click on it, but they clicked on it obviously because they're interested, right? So it's been known to really work, and that's how that would work. So when I send you guys your invoice, it shows you the breakdown of where the cost is going, okay? Yep, and if you just want to see how cool we really are, because Angie's is not a Google partner. Angie's is, you know, a customer to Google. And then they siphon and leach people and, you know, they go through them, middlemen. But I'll tell you this, Jesse, because I wouldn't want to feel burned either, okay? I would obviously have a bad taste in my mouth, hard to trust. But you
no,
still
not
have
you.
To trust.
No. I normally hang up. I actually
thank you, sir. I've heard that all my life, so I appreciate that. I do. But I can tell you this, guys. Let's say this works, right? You'll make all the money back that you ever did with Angie's, and you'll only look forward, never backwards. And this is what we're about. This is what I know that happens. If I may, just show you our credentials on Google. It should take a second if you have access. Are you on a smartphone
I'm on my smartphone right now looking up Google Sweat.
Okay. Well, if you already saw our Google listing, transparent. We have great reviews. The only reviews we don't have that are great are not clients, people who are assuming that we are everybody else who calls. Because we're transparent, we'll say our name. But I want to show you where we stand with Google, because anybody can have a Google listing and great reviews. But to be recognized as Google, by Google as a premier partner, it's not easy. It's easier passing the bar and becoming an attorney than it is to becoming a Google partner. So do me a favor, type in Google Partners. I'll guide you from there. And once you've searched out Google Partners, click the first link that just looks like it's Google saying Google Partners.
Brad Rent.
That's an ad. It's a sponsored ad. Yeah, careful.
Not sponsored, you mean. That's all right. Hey, Google Partner Directory.
Yeah. Go for it. You click on that.
Google Partner Directory?
Yeah, that'll work. I'm going to click it, too. On the top there, it should say search for a partner name. And also, you know, I might have gone too fast, but right there it does say that Google partners maximize campaign success and drive client growth. Premier partners are recognized among the top 3% of companies in the Google Partners program, which is what I talked about earlier. So if you go to the search for partner's name, local, okay. Splash.
All right. Got it.
You see us?
Yep.
Awesome. So if you let me earn your business, I promise you, you'll earn some more yourself, right? This is going to give you a return on investment. Yeah, and that takes you to our website if you click there.
Yeah.
So are we ready to rock and roll? Ready to rock and roll, Jesse? Christy?
I'm looking here. Hold on. Like I said, I'm always a suspect of people calling me. I like to call them back. That's why I asked if you are our rep. Because if you can call somebody back, because like you called us from a North Carolina phone number.
That's right. Yeah, we use
California, aren't you?
Correct. And we use that because no one's going to pick up an unlocal number. We know the world, right? Everyone's in debt. Everyone's in debt, basically. So, but whatever the case may be.
Or there's so many scams nowadays.
That
it's ridiculous.
Whatever. Exactly. So that phone number that you see on our Google listing on our website does lead to me, so long as you punch in extension 2411, 2411.
From this page here, Easton, from
He's saying there's a phone number on
that.
He said
that would at least, that would make me feel more.
Yeah, so it's toll-free number, 877-635-6225. That's the same number that shows up on your phone when we call you, right? So we would ask you guys to lock that number in to your contacts under Local Splash to know it's us when we call you, right? We do need your
Local Splash, I got a 1-877 phone number, right?
That's correct.
If I call that number, I call an extension, it would go to you.
It would. In fact, if you want to, go for it. But you guys have another phone you can call me on right now so I can pick it up?
I can call you on my phone.
Let's do it. Let's get this stuff out of the way because I want you guys to feel comfortable. And trust me, I don't mind, okay? I don't mind. You know, I get you. So when you call that... I'm about to give it to you now. 2411. So please, when you call... It's going to prompt you to put an extension. 2411 is mine. 2411. All right. I'm hearing you, Hauling Heroes. You're calling. Let me see if I can pick it up.
I hung up by accident.
I think you hung up, but I got the caller ID. It said Hauling Heroes. Did I pick it up?
Give me one second. I'm sorry.
He said he accidentally hung it up by accident.
I thought I might have.
He answers the phone here, and at least they can be comfortable enough to know that you're actually working for that company.
All right, I hear you ringing.
Okay. All right, cool. No, Dan, you're good. Oops, you're good. It was that you you're in sales and you're in phone call sales. You know about. We'll just take. They have an entire building dedicated to scamming Americans. Speaking American, getting phone calls, just like you calling someone with that phone number. And the thing is, I don't know if you're like me. Normally, I hang up because there usually are people calling with different accents, and but because I can call you back now, I at least know you are a legitimate caller. That is right there makes it even worth talking. Like that makes me feel I'm responsible. I'm able to call the 1-800 number from actual Google, the extension, and it was easy. That's probably the event that will point to guys like me. Because that's my biggest concern. It's like, okay, sounds great.
I'm all about your confidence. Without your confidence, it's a two-way street. So I know what world we live in. Trust me, if you want to speak to Indian customer service, call Bank of America.
Really? Exactly.
This is what's been happening is that somehow, And it's not helpful because now we got scammers. I get you. But it's up for your eyes. It's up for Google itself. It's your network. It's the strongest search engine on the planet or in space.
Yeah, you work in a company that's time with business. I believe you right now. If you could probably be able to work. But if you have a kid to pair, you have to
click on it. I don't forget, though. I'm just trying to learn. The business is not a commercial advisor. they used to find people that slip off tickets. They were dressed.
Wait.
Anybody by the people who work for authorized groups will just accept that you're officially insured, right? Although, nobody's thinking of that. We're just thinking about getting swiped. But just know that, you know, you are protected under several laws here.
I wish I could get that back in. That's what we talked about with them again.
You can, right?
So
you can check it out.
We tried before.
Yeah.
The option because I had my thing minimized, so I meant to come back to you a while ago. All right.
Okay, man. I personally would rather the press one, press two.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of times when he is on a job site and he's not available.
Right.
I mainly work from home, so.
Great. Yeah, so it should go to you. And the way it works is, like, you're going to choose which – it can filter to – when they press 1 or they press 2, it's going to go to whoever's real phone number, right, your telephone.
Right.
So it's just going to forward over. So, yeah, we've got you covered there. I'll include it. Let me confirm. Your hours are – it's showing right now, closed Saturday and Sunday. Is that correct?
We try really hard not to work on Saturday and Sunday.
Good.
We answer the phone, but we don't actually.
Yeah, you don't want to burn out, right, guys? It's a free country, and so you'll be busy enough during the week. And I'm sure, based on appointment and depending on what you want to do, you can always keep that open. Showing me 9 to 6, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then Friday, 9 to 3. Is that correct?
Do you want to just say the same? Are you listening? 9 to 6, Monday through Thursday. And 9 to 3, Friday. 9 to 6 on Friday as well.
Okie dokie. All right. Okay. Now bear with me.
No problem.
I have too many tabs open. Google partner stuff, you know.
I understand that completely.
I'm super glad that we got to knock that out, because now I feel that you guys feel a little more confident too. And I want that. I want you guys to be excited. I think you will be even more excited once you get to see it happening, when we give you access to your user login and password for the dashboard. The dashboard's amazing. I will send you a text perhaps right now that shows you that dashboard too, kind of like a demonstration, so you have food for thought. All right, let me go and start filling this out. Christy, your first name is spelled K-R-I-S-T-Y, correct?
No, it's actually, you were correct up until the last letter. It's actually
I-E?
I.
Oh, I like it.
No,
it's okay.
Just an I.
I like it. Thank you, Christy. And your last name, please. Mm-hmm.
Rivera is spelled
R-I-V.
Like river with an A at the end.
Yep, cool.
A lot of people try and spell it Riviera. I'm like, no.
they try, you know. No, Rivera, yeah very cool. No relations to Geraldo, right?
No. Nope.
I have to ask. It's a small world. Sometimes people say yes. All right.
It is.
Like, I was talking to someone with last name Santana. I was like, any relation to Carlos? She goes, yeah, it's my husband's cousin. I go, oh, no way, you know. So it is a small world.
Oh, wow.
What is your email address?
It's calling... Heroes, and then Heroes, H-E-R-O-E-S, I'm sure you realize
yep.
that, but
I
NC, like North Carolina,
uh-huh.
at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate you being clear with me on that, but of course, I knew it. Hauling Heroes, North Carolina, NC, at Gmail. Phone number
yep.
that we're speaking on now, 252-422-2018. This is your contact information. This is your cell phone. Is that correct?
Correct.
The number that's listed on the Google listing, that would be
Jesse's cell phone.
Jesse's, right? It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you folks are, is it Eastern Standard where you guys are, or Central? Eastern, right?
Eastern, yeah.
Yep. Okay. Now, for verification purposes, Google may check out, you know, just to protect you guys, to prove that you're a real business, we always keep your physical address on file, okay? Just in case Google gets tighter and tighter, because they are getting tighter on who gets to be in the club. You got to be licensed and insured, et cetera. As far as your physical address, it's not for the public, of course, but just for us and for Google in case requested, okay? What is your physical
okay.
address, please?
It's 35 Cherokee Drive.
That, maybe you can help me spell it and just make sure. No, I got it. C-H-E-R, like share, Okie, O-K-E-E, right? Okay.
You got it.
Yep. Alrighty.
And then you have lock.
Yep.
28532.
Perfect. Got you covered there. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. All right. Now I'm going to just drop your pricing. Include a couple discounts. Get that right. Oh, that's $49.
What is the price for it?
You're looking at $249, 0 cents.
You said something about $100 credit, something. What was that earlier?
No, I never said $100.
No, you said something about check out $100. Like
you broke it down for you. You broke it down and said something about
where the $249 is going. So on your invoice, your terms and conditions, it shows you where your money's going. So you're actually $150 is going to local SEO. The other $100 is going towards the Facebook ads. Yep.
Right. And so how did that Facebook ads, do I, So is that something that you guys kind of pull from, or do I set that up and then it's kind of a once and done and you guys...
Yeah, well, you manage your Facebook, obviously, right? We're not going to manage your Facebook. We will set up the ads where it's kind of one and done for you, right? And, and give you access. Yep. Good question. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, because I do that all the time, and I don't want to have to do extra work if I don't have to.
I was just gonna tell you that we simplify your life when it comes to this stuff, because this is, you know, what we handle. You're supposed to handle the real world, right? We need your involvement. I actually state that in a recorded piece of this whole call is recorded, but I actually advise you that in a second I'll be reading to you like what's called a verification script on my end, where I'm very clear on outlining the service, where you guys are going to authorize us to perform the service and obviously charge you. And so it's all going to be broken down, but we do need your involvement, right? Just in the first couple of weeks to make sure that everything's done and done. So we give you access to seeing this work. You're going to love it. Let me go back here. Meaning like if I was dealing with a customer who just wants to like pay and disappear, it doesn't really work that well, right? Let me see here.
I'm not up for disappearing. I am up for simplifying, but not disappearing.
Yes, we're all about the simplification.
Yeah.
Christy, one more time, your email address, please.
Calling Heroes.
That's it. NC. Thank you.
Yep. You're welcome.
Any other questions, Jesse? You know, as I'm going through this, just pop them out at me if you have any.
Okay. He's shaking his head now. He said, "I'm good."
Cool. Okay, you're going to have a security question that is going to be asked of you when we call. It's to protect you from other people who might pretend that it's us. A lot of times because we get to work so fast, it can be visible, right? Your name climbing to page one. So to ensure that you're not being called by a company who pretends to be us, right, and sabotage your success, we set up a security question to protect you guys, okay? So that way, we'll ask the question, and or actually, we will provide the answer. So I'm going to need to get an answer from you on one of these three questions, whichever one makes you comfortable. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
City born in.
Okie doke. And what city would that be? This will be the same answer for both of you guys if any of you call in. Okay.
Okay, it's Reading, and it's spelled just like reading.
Okay.
So you read a book.
Yeah, okay, so it's 1D then, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Is there a Reading in California? I've been there for Reading, California. Up there where you live?
There, yeah, it sounds familiar. It's nowhere close to me, and I think it's spelled differently. I can look it up, but yeah, I'm familiar with it.
I thought it was R-E-D-D-I-N-G. That's
what I'm familiar with. Were you born in Reading, California, Christy?
No, we were Reading, Pennsylvania.
Okay, because Reading in California is spelled R-E-D-D-I-N-G. Pennsylvania is just like you said, Reading, PA. Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I've never been there.
You've never been to Reading? You were just born there?
Oh, no. I've never been to Reading, California. I've actually never been to anywhere in California.
Well, come on by. We just had a tropical storm try to scare us. It didn't really happen. But, our weather has been hot the last couple of days. 104, which is hot for us.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Christy, I'm about to go ahead and fill out this section here, which is your billing, right? And okay. So it's going to be $249. As far as the card, are you using a Visa, Master, or Amex?
It'll be a Visa. Give me one.
Sure.
It is my it's my first and last name.
Yep. Initial or no?
I don't believe this one has an initial.
Take your time.
Sorry, I forgot my cup in my car and I had to go get it. I'm like dying of thirst.
No problem.
I'm on all kinds of medication, so.
Then you must be thirsty.
Yes, all the time. Where? And the weather's been, well, I'm getting this too. The weather's been crazy for us lately too. I was like, I don't know what's going on, but this tropical storm.
I know.
It has my, we moved, my oldest son lived in Tennessee and that's where, so we live in North Carolina. I lived here with my ex-husband when he was in the Marine Corps many, many, like over 20 plus years ago.
Mm-hmm.
My husband is actually my high school, well, middle school and high school sweetheart. We dated on and off.
Jesse, right?
Yeah.
That's beautiful. My parents fell in love at that age, and they stuck
with
each other. Yeah, so it's rare. You guys, that's great to hear that you guys circled back. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy how it happened. It was like a week and a half after. Sorry, I'm trying to find my cord. It was a week and a half after I asked for a divorce, and he didn't know it. We didn't talk, and we started. He reached out to me on Facebook, and we. Reconnected after not talking or seeing each other for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like 3 months of us just like connecting as friends. And then finally I told him, I said, I just want you to know that I'm kind of going through a divorce. And he said, why didn't you tell me? I said, because I didn't want to be public going. I'm trying to keep my own self straight.
Yeah. No, but you told him for a good reason, you know, and I'm sure he was happy. And that's beautiful. That is a beautiful love story, guys. Facebook, right? I remember when I got on there back in the day, it asked you what high school you went to set up your profile, and all of a sudden you see all these faces. You go, my God, look at this, look at that. And so it allowed me to connect with a lot of friends, too.
Yeah. Facebook can be, like, people complain about Facebook, but honestly and truly, if it's used the right way,
exactly.
It can really be a beautiful thing.
I know. I feel the same way. I really, really do. And yes, there's some bad things, you know, out there, like all the monitoring, you know, and privacy issues. But with artificial intelligence is specifically what I'm gearing at here. If AI is used the right way, it can benefit us, right?
Absolutely.
You know, so in the meantime, let's use it to our advantage, not to our disadvantage. You know, and that's what I'm hoping for.
You and me both.
Yep.
Well, I finally got my card. Not that it's not been nice giving you a little background, but...
Oh, no, for sure. I enjoy... actually, this is my favorite part of the job, is just talking about miscellaneous, you know, life, you know? We forget we're alive sometimes, and because we're... Most of the time, you know, if you live in this time and age, life's pretty competitive, you know? We are doing a business, you know, arrangement here, but I believe that in my life, I like to consider my job an extension of my life. So that way I don't feel like I'm just working, right? I take pleasure in what I do. So thank you. Thank you for speaking with me. As far as your billing, I'm going to now just make sure that I have exact info, right? Is there a middle initial?
No.
Okay.
And
does it have, say, your company information on there, or just your name?
Mm-hmm. No, this one I'm just gonna. This one's just my name. We are getting new business cards sent to us. So when I get a new one,
yeah, you can always update.
Can I update it?
Please, and then you just do it as long as it's 3 days prior to your billing date, right? Okay, so yeah.
Okay.
Yep, you're good.
Perfect.
And so let me see here. Oh, is the billing address for this card, Christy, the same as 35 Cherokee Drive?
It is.
Okay. Visa, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Starts with a 4 when you're ready.
4130-3701-0067-2734.
I'll repeat that, okay? 4130-3701-0067-2734. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay. And the expiration?
227.
Thank you. And the CVV, which are the three on the back?
493.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, and Angie's list. I'm very.
They need to go away, like bad. And they, you know, I feel like the feds or somebody needs to just shut them down because just bad practice. Google is supposed to provide like better practices, you know, protect you know the community, whoever uses it. But in my head, just between us off the record, I think that Angie's pays them so much, you know, through the ads. And really, it's not Angie's. It's their customers.
Right.
To be up there, you know. And so it's pretty gnarly. Let's see.
Yeah, and people just don't realize, like, just how bad they are because you – so their biggest thing now is, well – we are not Home Advisor anymore. We do things differently. We code differently. So everything that you get now, they're telling people that there's a more strict criteria.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're saying that when you get leads, they're more accurate. However, so I was like, okay, you know what? I am a believer of second chances. If I wasn't, I would have never got back with, you know, my middle school and high school sweetheart. So
beautiful. Yep.
I'm a believer of second chances, and I'm like, okay, there's always room for improvement.
That's
I
right.
I believe that in business and personal, there's
That's right.
always room for growth.
You have to believe that.
So I'm like, bad things happen. Maybe they, you know, got a new crew in and they're going to do better business practices.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried them again. And then I tried to cancel like 3 different times because we kept getting false leads.
And they still charged you.
Terrible.
And they still charge. You know, look, I've talked to a guy who had to close his bank account, close it down because they wouldn't listen to him. He's like, I told you guys not to charge me. He's being charged quite a lot. Like, I don't know, it was like $2,400 in like, I don't know, in a week or 2 weeks or something.
Yep.
And
a week sounds right.
Yeah, I think it was a week. The FTC, Federal Trade Commission, forced them to pay out Home Advisor $7.2 million last year. So Angie's came out. Angie's came from like, you know, Angie's was like a Craigslist. It was like not, you know, Angie's is not the new and improved nothing. It's just the new mask that Home Advisor's wearing, right? Doing the same scam, right? And $7 million is nothing to a $1 billion company, which they are.
Yeah.
And it's just a shame. And a gentleman I spoke with yesterday, who's a new business, 4 months old, literally got all of his savings taken from Angie's with bad leads, fake leads, artificial intelligently, like a robot. He was explaining to me it was like a robot that was speaking to him. And it was like not even a real lead. And I go, wow, they're using artificial intelligence to trick you as if you have a lead. So he actually showed up to the job and there was nobody there, that kind of thing. And I'm like, you know, what are you doing to people? So, but let me knock out this voice verification script. But I do hope that Angie's gets what's coming, you know?
Me.
Yeah.
I
so
never wish bad on anybody, but I
no,
feel like
but
if you are intentionally scamming people.
Yes, intentionally, business owners who keep this country afloat, you know. I don't personally believe we should depend on anybody outside. We should be, it's we the people. We, you know, and if you're attacking us,
absolutely,
you're attacking the, you know, the real citizens, not the corporations that are billionaires and take advantage.